This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Project 2025 is scary bad. My first introduction to Project 25 was an email thrown over the 21st century techno transom. I didn't recognize the sender at first, but he is a longtime singer in the Americana country tradition for the last 50 years, specializing in what he calls Arklissippi music in a mashup for the three Mid-South states. The email from Tom Houston Jones was simple and straightforward. The subject line said, "I'm beyond concern, Project 2025. The body of the email was as plain spoken and had only a Wikipedia link. When I first got the email right before July 4th, I sort of scratched my head thinking, I'll look into this later. Since then, everywhere I look, I'm seeing Project 2025 mentioned in one frightening story after another. Jones was right to be concerned. This stuff from the Heritage Foundation is so far out, so far right, that even Trump and his campaign have been trying to distance him from their recommendations, and the Democrats are trying to hang the whole project around his neck. Trump is having trouble doing so because he's been a fanboy of the right-wing Heritage Foundation for years, both publicly and privately. Many of the prescriptions embedded in Project 25 were written by former Trump administration personnel, and the overall project was run by a former Trump guy. If it sticks on your shoe, it's hard to pretend that you didn't step in it. So what's up with this? We'll avoid all the partisan back and forth and follow Jones' lead and stick to Wikipedia for the highlights. Here's what they have fact-checked and summarized. Project 25 is a collection of conservative and right-wing policy proposals from the Heritage Foundation to reshape the U.S. federal government and consolidate executive power should the Republican nominee win the 2024 presidential election. It proposes reclassifying tens of thousands of federal civil service workers as political appointees in order to replace them with loyalists more willing to enable the next Republican president's policies. It seeks to infuse the government and society with Christian values. Critics have characterized Project 2025 as an authoritarian Christian nationalist plan to transform the U.S. into an autocracy. Many legal experts have said it would undermine the rule of law, the separation of powers, the separation of church and state, and civil liberties, including the civil rights of women, persons of color, and the LGBTQ community. In July 2024, Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said, "We are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be." In April 2023, Project 2025 director Paul Dan said that it is systematically preparing to march into office and bring a new army of aligned, trained, and essentially weaponized conservatives ready to do battle against the deep state. The project proposes deploying the military for domestic law enforcement. Wow. This would be a wild combination of authoritarianism, Christian nationalism, racism, and knock on the door of ending the last vestiges of U.S. democracy as we know it. Am I exaggerating? Not by a long shot. Here's more. The plan proposes taking partisan control of the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Commerce, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission, dismantling the Department of Homeland Security, and sharply reducing environmental and climate change regulations to favor fossil fuel production. The blueprint seeks to institute tax cuts. Project 2025 recommends abolishing the Department of Education as programs be either transferred to other agencies or terminated. Funding for climate research would be cut, while the National Institutes of Health would be reformed according to conservative principles. The project seeks to cut funding for Medicare and Medicaid and urges the government to explicitly reject abortion as health care. The project states that life begins at conception and seeks to eliminate coverage of emergency contraception under the Affordable Care Act and enforce the Comstock Act to prosecute those who send and receive contraceptives and abortion pills nationwide. Project seeks to infuse the government with elements of Christianity. It proposes criminalizing pornography, removing legal protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and terminating diversity, equity, inclusion programs and affirmative action by having the DOJ prosecute anti-white racism. The project recommends the arrest, detention, and deportation of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S., by using the military to capture and place them in internment camps. The Insurrection Act of 1807 would be used to allow the military to engage in domestic policing and capturing undocumented immigrants. It promotes capital punishment and the speedy finality of those sentences. Of course, to take over the country and bring us back to the Stone Age requires, as the Heritage Foundation presumes, a second Trump presidency. It would also take control of both houses of Congress by not just Republicans, but hyper-conservative Freedom Caucus-type wingers. We'll all have something to say about this before it happens, but when we vote, it's worth remembering and keeping Project 2025 in the back of our mind with this potential of bringing forth the apocalypse. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.